Believe the truth and practice it, August 28. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Jesus Christ is the restorer. Satan, the apostate, is the destroyer. Here is the conflict between the Prince of Life and the Prince of this world, the power of darkness. The world's Redeemer did not design that his purchased inheritance should live and die in their sins. What, then, is the matter? Why are so few reached and saved? It is because so many of those who profess to be Christians are working in the same lines as the great apostate. They let Satan devise and plan for them. He makes them apostates, disloyal to God, rebels against his precepts and laws. This brings severe, taxing labor upon the true Christian. He must convince the transgressor that he is a sinner, because sin is the transgression of the law. How much more might be done for Christ if all who have had the light and the truth set before them, and who profess to believe the Word, would practice the Word and adorn the doctrine of Christ our Savior? There are many earnest, prudent, warm-hearted men and women who could do much for Christ if they would first give themselves to God and draw nigh to Him, seeking Him with their whole hearts. As a people, we have to meet that which Christ met. The lukewarm, the covetous, the self-righteous, the impure, were the chief stumbling blocks he had to encounter, and those who work with him will find the same discouraging hindrances in their experiences. All who engage in this work as co-laborers with Christ must be willing not only to preach the truth but to practice it. There will be no change made in the divine economy in order to bring about marked changes in the religious world. Men and women must arise to the emergency. They must receive the golden oil, the divine communication, in rich blessings. This will enable them to arise and shine, because their light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon them. Those who claim to believe the Word of God, and yet cherish their own hereditary and cultivated traits of character, are the greatest stumbling blocks we shall meet as we present the grand, holy truths for this time. Those who believe present truth are to practice the truth, live the truth. They are to study the Word and eat the Word, which means eating the flesh and drinking the blood of the Son of God. They are to bring that Word, which is spirit and life, into their daily, practical life. It is the bread from heaven, and it will give life to the world.